Task 2. You are going to join an outdoor activity tour during the summer holiday. Listen to the conversation and complete the application form below.
Here's the application form for the outdoor activity tour. Mum, can you help me fill it in? I've only finished some parts of it.
Sure. The next item is your ID card number. Do you remember it?
No, Mum.
It's Z231331(1). And why didn't you fill in your birthday? It's the 12th of June, 1996.
Oh, I forgot to fill that in.
You'd better write down your dad's name for the contact person.
OK, Mr. Leo Ng. And his phone number is 6452-2134. Done.
Are there any teachers going with you? It's too dangerous if you only go with your classmates.
No worries, Mum. Mr. Johnson's taking us.
Oh, good. Mr. Johnson is a good PE teacher. Hey, you need to put down his phone number. Do you have that?
Yes, it's 8123-3001.
So when are you guys going? Don't forget we're going to Xi'an in early August.
Of course I know that. I've discussed this with my friends, and they're going camping in late August. That means we're all free from the 19th to the 23rd of July, and from the 10th to the 14th of August.
Good. Then I think you should write down both dates in case your first choice is not available.
Okay. So I'll write from the 19th to the 23rd of July and from the 10th to the 14th of August. Done.
If you're going from the 10th to the 14th of August, you'll have time to do the summer schoolwork and prepare for the new school year.
Oh, no.
So what activities would you like to take part in?
Well, I'd really like to go rock climbing.
Are you sure? You've never tried it before.
That's why I want to try it.
Are you old enough to go rock climbing? You're only 15, and it's very dangerous.
The age limit is from 15 to 50, Mum.
It doesn't matter. I won't allow you to sign up for rock climbing. You can choose other activities. How about fishing?
You're the one who's going to make the decision anyway.
I couldn't hear you. What did you say?
Okay, I'll choose fishing, which I'm really good at. Can I go hiking and boating as well?
Hiking is fine, but boating sounds a bit too difficult for you.
Oh, please. I really want to try something new.
Oh, okay then. So you're going fishing, hiking and boating.
Thanks, Mum. I love you. Now, I need to fill in my relevant experience.
What types of waters have you fished in other than reservoirs?
None. Let me write that down. I have fished in reservoirs. How do you spell reservoirs?
It's R-E-S-E-R-V-O-I-R-S. You went hiking in Sai Kung Country Park last month, didn't you? And we went to some country parks before.
Yes, Sai Kung Country Park was great.
Then you can add this under relevant experience. Just add, and hiked in several country parks in Hong Kong.
Okay. And hiked in several country parks in Hong Kong.
Right. Now we've almost finished the form. For the insurance, I think we'd better buy the comprehensive one.
$200 is a lot of money, don't you think? Let's just buy the accident one. It's only $50.
Absolutely not. It'll be a lot more expensive if something happens and you're not insured. Now, the last thing is about the fees. The fee for each activity is $200. so it's $600 in total for the activities. How about equipment?
I can bring my own fishing gear.
OK then, and the insurance is $200, so the whole tour costs $800. I hope you'll have a good time during the tour.
Thanks, Mum. I'm sure we will.
This is the end of task 2.